Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, live from New York. So the date of today's show is Wednesday, and it's October 20th, 2010. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody, and by all means, call in tonight. I'd like to hear what's happening out there in the world, to see how you're feeling about the parallel lifetime crashing. So this is what's happening in your parallel lives, along with the timelines from the aliens are becoming eliminated slowly. So you may find yourself being maybe out of sync a little bit, or if not yourself, maybe other people. So I'd like to hear some people talking about that. If you can call in, that'd be great. Or even type it in on the fast chat. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do a pain body. For those of you who may be suffering with some pain right now, here we go. So you may want to put your hand where the pain is. Some people like to do that. We'll try to get a release here for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1. And you're going to feel that energy of your mental body dropping into your heart. So going backwards, just feel the energy drop down. Your spirit's doing this for you. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so let's see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you out there, Sylvia?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday night. And hope you're all doing wonderfully. And thank you, Ron, for that great introductory healing sample. And we'd love to hear from everyone as to how they're experiencing the changes that Ron was talking about, as far as the parallel line lifetime releases go. So if you'd like to either type in a comment or on the fast chat, you can do that. You just type on or click on BBS Fast Chat and go ahead and type your comments, questions, healing requests, or anything that you'd like to talk with Ron about. Or if you're able to call in live, that would be wonderful too. And I will give the phone number for you to call in. It is, if you have a pen, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if that line happens to be busy, you can get the alternate phone numbers on the BBS Station 1 page at the top of the page. There's several alternate phone numbers to call if you need a different one. So in the meantime, we'll just talk about what's going on a little bit more and talk about some of the activities Ron's up to, and we'll look for any comments or questions on the fast chat and wait for callers to call in. So anything you want to mention about your recent activities in New York and the expo and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, the expo was very nice for having a workshop tomorrow night, which is Thursday, and one also on Friday at the TRS Center starting at 6:30 to 9:30. So if you're around and about, go there. I'd like to see you. It's very nice. And we talk about many things, and sounds like we need to talk some more with the caller. So is there a caller out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry.
So I have a few comments about that, what Ron's talking about. Yeah, I since the timeline has made a few timelines, yeah, since I got my spirit back, Ron was right. I'm very have a lot more awareness and aptitude about everything. I'm so surprised about my intelligence. It's picked up, skyrocketed so much. I'm just very happy about that accomplishment. And then just amazed about it. It's amazing. And then the second, I have an alien inside of me that is traumatized, and he's trying to impose his trauma on me, and I'd like to have him released if I could.
Okay, so you don't want the alien anymore, huh?
No, I kind of got used to being by myself a little bit better than that, my own self.
Okay. You don't want any backseat drivers, huh? So here we go.
Yeah, that's Larry. Right. It's like our true self is better than an artificial self.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Get rid of that backseat driver.
Yeah.
And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, Larry, if it's an octopus, it probably would be able to drive the car pretty easily, you know? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. You might get confused, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's getting released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, I think it's gone from you.
Oh, that's
so let's
good.
First, now we got to see if it left any waste products. You know? The waste products from this one here. So here we go. So this is also on the website for alien poisoning, waste products, and carcass removal. So here we go. Let's get rid of the waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And sometimes they die inside of us. Or maybe another alien race didn't like that one, so it may have a graveyard in you of these different energies. So let's get rid of some of this carcass here of the octopus energies. So here we go, everybody, and you might even lose some weight on this one. Or if not lose weight, maybe your stomach might shrink, or maybe you might have a fatty tissue in your body, it might go away or something. Some strange things have happened. So here we go, from these strange healings, and from these unique animal creations from the darkness that reside inside of us. So here we go, so stronger, getting rid of the dead carcasses, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, Larry, I hope that helped you and everyone else listening here.
That's great. And, Ron, is it true that I sort of had to contemplate today about my colleague that it started from Germany, and it was sort of an idea where people assign certain stigma type of problems to one another, and then they can't, and it reflects the natural flow of our spirit to teach and educate us as we go along. So it seems that when you release psychology, it's fine, but I've seen people that when they use psychology, they go on and on with circular thinking. They never end with their traumas. They relive it over and over again, and they talk about it. They never stop it, and they agonize on and on about it. It never ends. But as soon as I talk, it releases, because it seems like the mind and heart don't want to hold on to anything. It's a natural process to release and share the excitement of the next human experience that we have. So doesn't that seem, that's what we're supposed to be doing, is staying in that next human experience?
Well, the human experience somehow deals with emotions, and normally emotions bring forth the past stored DNA, and a lot of it's stored judgment. So this is why we have the emotional clearing online, the whole lifetime one. But yeah, I would imagine if you brought light to it, you might be able to solve your own problem, but that's only one incident, one scenario, and we're packed full of them. This is why we have a physical body. Physical body is mainly because of the densities in it. So it became, basically 3D as opposed to being light when it first came here. Although when you're strictly a light body and you can't, and you are invisible, then you're not going to be able to actually be around here typically doing things. But the DNA is where the problem is. What I can do right now for everybody, and thank you for calling, Larry. We can turn off your DNA. So we'll do that, and when the show goes off the air here, your DNA will be put back on again. So we'll just turn it off so that your DNA is not transmitting to you the densities in your body. So that means that you're getting ready, having the countdown. And here we go. At least I have it on my phone here. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So with this clearing, you should feel a little more at peace. Your body should kind of feel, in a sense, hollow on the inside. And that's the way some people perceive that energy. And this is the way your body should feel all the time, because your DNA is just strictly needed only just to bring forth your physical body organs and everything else in it to make it work. But it should not carry the trauma, the judgments from your ancestors each time it's used as a spiritual blueprint to energize you. So this is one of the dark side tricks that they do, is you keep living new lives through having children. And then when the new lives appear, they're stuck full of more densities than what you are, because you're giving it to them. And then they go on and collect more of them throughout their lifetime, then pass on their gunk to their children. And each generation gets worse and worse. And remember, even when Jesus walked the earth, he had to do clearings on people for ascension. And still people didn't ascend. And right now it's much worse, so that's kind of the situations that we're in, living in this planet here where the dark side likes to rule and control everything. But when you're out of time, then you're automatically out of their system. But it's hard to stay there, and it's easy if you choose to, but I keep doing the mind-to-heart drop, and then you need to get a day calendar, so that you're able to understand where you are and where you need to be. So back to you, Sylvia, see if we have any questions out there. And we do also would like callers to call in again. Thank you, Larry, for calling. And we'll see who else would like to call in to see what's going on out there in the world for everybody.
Okay, great. Yeah, boy, that's really true about how the more you get in the moment sometimes, the more you have to just, you know, keep a day planner, write things down, and because it's sort of like you're 1 foot in this world and 1 foot just in a place where you just go moment to moment. So it's really different. We have quite a few requests on the fast chat, Ron, so I'll just read those off to you, and you can see if that would work. We have Julia, who's online, who was asking for some assistance, a healing sample, and just give me 1 minute while my fast chat comes back on. And yeah, she's says, I'm having problems with my breathing, lungs, and throat, and would like a healing.
Okay, breathing. So let's see what this could be. So let's go through with the theme here, continue on with the theme of things maybe being attached around your neck. These could be, let's see, what could be in your neck here? A lot of times the worms go there, worms and snakes. So let's do a release there. And also the octopus energies. So we'll do one of each here so you can get an idea what might be there. This way you can sample it. So here we go, octopus first. Get rid of those tentacles around your neck. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale, and just see if that helped you. The next one we'll do is the worms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yikes. So somebody had worms out there. Okay. And now we're going to do the snake energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, let's see which one of those may have helped you. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And you could have something sitting on top of your chest, too. And so let's do, let's see some other energies. Let's do one of those critters that we call the scorpion energy. Sometimes they can sting you and cause swelling with your poison. So this is the scorpions leaving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ooh. And then we have our friendly Black Widow energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boy, that might be the one. Black Widow energy toxins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a toxin release now through poison. So I'll get it out. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get rid of the critters that are deceased here, the carcass energy of, we'll do the Black Widow. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. Let me get some callers in. Or maybe the person who wanted to know about that might type there and just see which one of these energies have helped you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So let's see. We have a question from Marie R. Ron, have we gone up a notch for the Earth Spirit?
Well, the Earth Spirit is about 30% integrated with the planet, so that's very good. Its own healing energy is a little bit stronger than that, but basically it is about 30% integrated, which means that it's able to help out more. This is why the alien wars now are stepping up. And why people are having strange weather patterns, rain problems. Here in New York, you know, we had that thunder shower, I guess, a week ago last Monday, where out of nowhere it came, and, you know, there was, you know, ice falling down from the sky and everything else. That was one of the alien ships crashing. Then they had a sighting here, you know, which is on YouTube, on Wednesday of a lot of alien spacecraft and stuff that was shot by people. So yes, the wars are on, and the Lightship is doing this. There's no Galactic Federation forces if you're a UFO buff out there and you're rooting for your favorite alien team. Those energies are not even involved with it here. In fact, they're probably being eliminated. So What I'm finding out now is that we're battling the Arcturians quite a bit right now. This is what I'm doing as they come in with their forces and try to attack me. So we got to fight back and get rid of them. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm dealing with on an ongoing basis here. And we're kicking their butts. So that's the Arcturians. So you may want to actually do that clearing on the website. If you do have the $30 a month clearing, put in Arcturians. And you may even want to do darkness to light on that, but so far haven't seen any of these millions of UFOs, we'll say, want to come to the light yet. So the way it looks, to give you a kind of a lowdown, is when you look out across your visible scene spectrum, we'll say, if you take it that way, and you look across the ocean, we'll say, where it's real calm, as far and as wide as you see these things coming at you. And then all of a sudden, you start feeling their laser beams, their weaponry coming. And then from there, the light comes, and within probably 10, 15 seconds, all that you can see that's enormous, like a big tidal wave, is eliminated. Sometimes it may take maybe up to a couple minutes or so, but sometimes 15 seconds is enough to get rid of these things. Then they kind of regroup again, and then they come and hit you again. And this is what we're doing now, is getting rid of the Arcturians. So I'm sorry if you believe in Arcturians. I don't believe in them too much. I do believe they're real. They do exist, but these have caused havoc here for a long time. So that's one race that's being eliminated. So at least the ones that are causing problems here. I'm not saying that they're all bad, but I haven't seen one yet come up and shake my hand and say that they're a nice person yet. So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, they all got a bullseye in their T-shirt. So back to you, Sylvia.
All righty. So the next request I see on the fast chat is from Marianne. My boyfriend has stomach ache, probably alien. Could you please help him and me too?
Okay. I don't know what that would be. Let's just see if we have a little critter inside. A lot of the ones that go around the intestines and stuff, stomach area, could be the snake energies. So let's work with the black snakes. Here we go. Count to 10 to release them. And just see if you hear any gurgling on the inside. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, we have a question from Frank. Is there DNA wars going on with the aliens?
Well, what a good question. DNA wars. Well, I would say yes, and you're their victim in the war. And they do want to take your DNA. There's a pecking order on all the aliens. This is probably known by all of you, because we have a spiritual hierarchy. That's the aliens. And so the alien race that's above the one below them probably do have control over the DNA. As far as the DNA in your body, yes, they do take specimens and samples, etc. And this is why we have parallel lives here and parallel, you know, the timelines that we live in. Each alien race controls a timeline. So if you are involved with many timelines, then each time you become abducted, they can do different things to you, unfortunately. And, you know, that's what the Earth spirit is choosing to get rid of now. And that's why the lightship is here helping with this process. Remember, the light cannot interfere until it's asked to interfere, and now it's cleaning up. Right now, for people's information, I haven't checked on this for about a week, but we're probably close to around 20,000 BC. And so whatever alien races have affected the planet here, from people worshiping these gods' energies, are being cleaned out now. So this is where we are, and you know, the Earth spirit needs to cleanse itself from attacks. Remember, it has DNA too, remember, in a sense, because it created everything on here. So everything here does have a system in it of manifestation. And the darkness took the DNA that we have, which is basically our spiritual blueprint, and they alter that, and then they attach things to it. So this is what the Earth Spirit is doing also, is cleaning itself out. So I hope I answered that question for you. So, yes, the aliens probably do connect to our DNA, and, you know, not probably what they do. And also, they may also want to get a different race's DNA that would be underneath them. Remember, they're also probably laboratory rats to the ones above. So, as above, so below. Catch you back all yours, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Julia is saying thank you for the healing sample and feeling better. So that's great. Let's see. Who's next here? We have Jennifer on the fast chat asking about clearing past lives trauma to the head.
Okay, boy. Let's see what we can do here. Pick the time that this happened for you. So work for everybody else here. And here we go. So do a count to 10 again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see if that helped you.
All right, well, we'll keep on taking up. There's a lot of questions and comments on the fast chat, but in the meantime, I also want to give the phone number in case anybody missed it and they'd like to call in live, and the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Ron, we have a question from Pete from Australia. It says, if I am doing jellyfish clearings all the time, can the jellyfish affect the person in the next work cubicle at work? They are suddenly suffering really sore eyes.
Yeah, it's very possible as they get released from you, they've been released from the other people around you. Maybe they left the poisoning there. Remember, the little tentacles have little stingers on them. I've never been bitten by a jellyfish, but maybe you have. And you know that when you see people who've been bitten, it hurts. So they may have those, like I said, they're attached to the top of your head. And it is very possible that when they are leaving, maybe they want to sting and, you know, bless the person that they've been hanging on to with that particular thing. So I would say, yes, that's probably true, that unfortunately they're having a backlash on that. That normally should not happen, but, you know, I can't control what they do to people, but we can get rid of them. So back to you, Sylvia.
So is that something where then you could put a person's name in and maybe do an emergency clearing or something like that on the website?
Yeah, that would probably work. I don't see any problem with that, sure.
Okay, great. Let's see, JJ is commenting that on the internet today, it says that the 2012 Ascension has been postponed indefinitely.
Hmm. Well, it's, I don't know about that. I don't know if that would get out to everybody, because that would indicate that the dark side has chosen to do something else to us, okay? And so everybody would have to really understand that and get deprogrammed, because once the program is running with you about knowing about it, then it will still work. So, you know, the Mayan race that did the predictions of the end of the world, et cetera, that were, you know, believing, possibly, That alien race may not be too user-friendly. Remember, they drank blood, they cut off people's heads, they took out your heart, gave enemas, and sacrificed, you know, thousands and thousands of people, you know, in the name of their god, okay? And maybe their gods were in the people who were torturing and killing people. So here we are taking a New Age practice, right? Everybody thinks the Mayans are so great because they gave us this wonderful prediction. And if you look at it using your own thought process, and you say, gee, we're following the path of these evil people that like to kill people and eat them. Why would we follow that and have that prediction? You know, so you have to connect the dots yourself there is you know, that they're not really too wonderful, okay? I don't know if anything written on the Mayans about how great they were besides this calendar that they're bringing forth, but I don't think I'd want to follow anybody's prediction, because remember, those are aliens, so that Mayan race has aliens controlling them. So if they want to lead everybody like cattle down this cattle chute and have massacres, they could be doing that, getting ready for you, you know, at the end of the chute here, at the day that 2012 is supposed to work. And I don't think that alien race may want to invalidate their own prophecy, because they figured out they wanted to eat people back then, okay, at that time frame. So it would be nice if that would be true. Who knows? You know, I don't know what to say. It'd have to be a mass deprogramming by everybody who's ever heard about 2012 and the particular date, which I think is December 22nd, I believe, and have that deprogrammed out of you, and nothing would happen. But, you know, everybody has heard about it, so I doubt if that would be effective. But, you know, you shouldn't be believing that anyway. So that's a dark side agenda. Anything that has predictions is the way they want to take us. You know, the predictions can change naturally, but since it is out there, it's still going to happen to whatever, you know, the prediction is. Remember, you have a self-fulfilling prophecy, so it will still be in effect, just hopefully that nobody would buy into it. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope I answered that question good enough for you.
Okay, well, we have a couple more healing requests on the fast chat. So the next one I see is JJ asking for something to relieve a tension headache.
Okay, here we go. Count to 10 to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, and who's next?
Great. Next we have, let's see, Alexander requesting a chakra alignment.
Great. Okay, here we go. Heart center, reposition your chakra so it's correct inside of your body. Right orientation, so good. Throat chakra, same thing, good. Third eye, good. Close down your crown. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And power chakra, turn that around. Good. Second chakra and first chakra. Do an opening. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And let's go from chakra one up. Chakra one, spin, 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 open. Two, spin, 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 open. Three, spin, 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 open. Four, spin, 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 open. Five, spin, 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 open. And six, spin, 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 open. I'm going to take your body energy now. Energy that's around you and shrink wrap you. I'll count to five to do that. I'm going to pull it right into your body. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I was thinking it would be really nice if we could just take a little moment and maybe we have some of the different oxygens from the light ship to let everyone experience the difference in some of those wonderful oxygens that they create there for us.
Okay, here we go. So let's do oxygen number 15. So here it comes. So stronger. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another deep breath, inhale, exhale, number 85. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Number 101, again, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go. Let's do number 2. Inhale, exhale a couple of times. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that feels really great, and hopefully that will also help anyone out there with breathing or sinuses or anything like that, and just be very refreshing and relaxing for everyone. So let's see. We have a question. This is, I guess, about, you know, different, could apply to different alien races. But the question has to do with whether there are, my fast chat just blanked out. Okay, here it is. It's from Jane. Could there be good Mayans just like anyone else?
I would imagine there could be. After watching the History Channel, you know, that I saw on TV, and they're trying to figure out stuff, you know, I don't know. Everything has good things to them, but we're dealing with the bad ones. So, you know, is your neighbor good? Is your boss good? You know, you have to look at it, you know, in perspective, and anything that takes away the free will, free choice from you, I would say is not good. And or anybody who, in a sense, brainwashes you, uses mind control on you, is also not good. And that's probably why the people that got sacrificed, you know, by the Mayans, they were probably mind controlled, and that's probably what happened to them. So that's not good. So there we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think I heard another beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yeah. I was thinking about clearing addictions, and I know I did a potato chip clearing yesterday, and it seemed to release some tension in my jaw. And so I thought that was interesting that sometimes our addictions or sometimes our physical ailments may be an indication of an addiction.
Okay, my sound kind of bleeped out. So I heard about doing the addiction potato chip clearing, and then I heard something else, and then it went out.
I heard, let's see. Yeah, I had some tension in my lower jaw.
Oh, okay. So your lower
jaw. And then after we did the clearing, then the tension went away.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's very interesting. Very interesting. That would typically mean that maybe you had an emotional body in you that maybe you like to chew potato chips, and it would keep giving you that information. And then maybe it was just tired. Remember, these emotional bodies bring to you their life experience. So maybe this person that was in you, this ghost, had a problem, maybe even with their jaw. And they happen to have the addiction of liking potato chips. Well, I would probably look at that. And so when they left you, then the physical condition that they had also left you. So that's why I would probably answer that question. Do you have another condition that you would like to have released, maybe?
Yeah, maybe we could do chocolate addiction. I mean, I'm really not addicted to any of them, but these are definitely favorite foods. And I thought, well, okay, let's see what happens if I cleared them.
Okay, let's do chocolate then.
Clear me chocolate, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to take away entities that love chocolate. And it's possible that maybe someone listening out there eats too much of it, and maybe it's too much sugar, and their body is maybe being poisoned by that too. So let's get rid of that addiction here for chocolate. So here we go. And the addiction is going to be entities that are living in you, controlling you to go to the store to buy a chocolate bar. So here we go. So one, releasing this. Two, there's a lot of these here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So if any of you out there have any chocolate nearby, maybe you are a chocoholic, then look and go to it right now. And just see if your hand wants to reach out to grab a piece of chocolate. This is a good test. And if you look at it and say, no, I don't want any right now, that means that the entities that were in you causing that addiction, forcing your body to do something that it didn't really want, maybe have left you. Let's see if we have anybody commenting on that. Maybe they could call in or go on the fast chat. Any other thing you'd like to be have released here? That's kind of interesting.
Chocolate.
Here, you may only have a couple of them, but.
Well, could it be a behavior like arguing back or correct someone for the truth or something like that?
I heard or some beeping. Did you hear the question, Sylvia? Or should I have Tina repeat it? Okay, can you repeat it again, Tina?
Yeah, could it be a behavior? Like if someone is trying to correct someone else?
Okay, so behavior of someone trying to correct someone else. Okay, so what that sounds like is that the addiction would be somebody trying to control somebody else's thought patterns. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, kind of. Well, I guess maybe it's not really addiction, but I hate an opposing lawyer that I have to deal with, and he always says inaccurate things, trying to mislead the judge, and I can't help but want to correct this person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of it is to clear my, clear my name and clear the situation. But I feel like there's an energy, an additional energy that's there.
Okay, well, let's work on just the energy of this would work for everybody. Somebody in your life that maybe you have a problem with communication with. That's what it sounds like, and maybe they're trying to control you or something that is maybe not according to what you think would be your free will. So we'll do a clearing for that. So here we go. Think of that person, that situation, that condition, and we'll see if we can get the energy off of it. And you might want to check your psychic billboard, because maybe they're reading that in you, possibly. And it might be saying something that's contrary to what you want to think, but somebody programmed that on there. Remember, other people's thoughts can also affect and program our billboard. So here we go. Release this. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if that helps you, okay?
Well, it seems like initially, right before you started doing the countdown, it felt like a lot of stuff was going on in the crown, my head. And then when you started the countdown, then it seemed like a lot of stuff was happening around my neck. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so let's do a clearing also for sugar.
Oh, okay.
So here we go, sugar addiction. Give it to the entities that like sugar. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, check out the sugar. And back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. That was great clearings and questions. And let's see, Ron, we have a question, a really good question here, too, on the fast chat from Jane. And this is basically about ascension. And how do we know, like, if we actually are able to ascend out of duality, how can we make sure that we don't end up right back in duality like we got trapped in it this time? And how do we just make sure we don't get into trouble again?
Ah, so if you don't want to ever be here again, then do the spirit barcode. Simple as that. What it does when you have that clearing, the light ship connects to you and you will never be lost. Simple as that. So,
great. So just go on to the online clearings on the website and do the spirit barcode removal.
Yep. That's it. Otherwise, your little cord will be taken sideways like a kite. And somebody else will have the string to the cord in their hand, and you'll be going out to the beyondo, going sideways like everybody did last time the ascension worked here. Remember, when Jesus came to do the ascension, the people that left here did leave because they believed his teachings. But everyone else on the planet, which should be your ancestors, people who are listening here, unless you've only had a few incarnations, but most of you have had, you know, probably 10 to 50,000 of them, your ancestors probably didn't believe what he was saying. So when the ascension time came, you were taken sideways to a parallel universe, and you were held captive there. When the Earth decided to rematerialize, because remember, when the ascension time comes, there's only nothing here. There's like a void. And the void could be the wrong word. I could say there's darkness because there's no light. But the darkness energy is not negative. It's just that there's no manifestations in the universe of light. And then at ascension time after that, the light ship turns everything back on again. All the spirits that it ever created go and do their manifestations. And then the Earth spirit decided to remanifest the Earth blueprint, only because it felt sorry for everybody who wasn't ascended. It saw the population leave. It turned itself back on again, and everybody that was in a parallel universe going sideways then could come back here and resonate to the Earth spirit, because the body would hold that same resonance as the Earth spirit. That's why you didn't go to Mars or Jupiter or the moon, because your body would not be able to sustain life there because the Earth spirit only lives here. And so the Earth spirit gave everybody a chance to have the next ascension in 2,000 years, hoping that the people would catch on with the teachings of Jesus, because they were still around at that time, and that people would awaken themselves up, and they would have 2,000 years to understand that they must clean out the densities, like Jesus talked about, out of their bodies. So now we're coming to this time again, and the same process could come into effect, where the earth spirit leaves, which it's going to do, and it may not ever come back here. So you don't want to get stuck into the beyondo and never have the earth to go back to, because the earth spirit at this moment right now is not planning to energize the earth blueprint. So where can you go? Just to a parallel, fabricated, cloned earth planet with no light. So that's why this time is so important for everybody. And this is why the lightship is fighting the darkness, to get it out of its universe, out of its own, playground of light, because the darkness took it over. And hopefully things will change, but it's still up to you to have your clearings and your healings, because without that, your body is still corrupted. Even if the earth spirit does fully inhabit this planet, much like when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, he was still doing clearings. And it's up to you to have conscious choice to clean your body out of judgment. That's the gift that the light gave you. Free choice, free will, to choose the light or to choose darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, if we can fit in one more request before we sign off. Cool was asking if we can release smoke entity. So I'm not sure if that means an entity that makes people want to smoke.
I would assume so, yeah.
I don't think
anybody likes to sit on top of a house, breathing the smoke from a chimney. So probably cigarette smoking. And remember, entities can body hop in the smoke itself. So, if you inhale cigarette smoke from someone else, secondhand smoke, and an entity happens to think that you're smoking a cigarette and it's in your lungs, it can hop into you too. So, interesting. Food for thought there, people. So, here we go. Cigarette smoking, and hopefully there's only one or two people out here who smoke on the DBS call here. So here we go. One, loosen the entities for smoking. Two, three, and you could even have them from your parents if you don't smoke. Maybe it pops into you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I guess our show is probably about done. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. And stay in your heart center. I'll bring in peace energy for all of you. So here it comes. I'll be doing that until the next 5 minutes, but we'll be off the BBS program. So bring up the light pain and enjoy the wonderful peace energy.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for being here. The next time we're on is Friday at 7 Pacific on Station 2, and we look forward to being with you then. Until then, stay heart-centered and enjoy this beautiful peace energy from the lightship. So blessings, everyone, and good night.
And what I will say, there's a question here. Once spirit barcode is removed, is it gone for good? Yeah, that one is gone for good. Can you get another one? Maybe not, because that was put onto you eons of times ago, okay? But very possibly, you might want to ask your spirit of fungus put back on you again, but I don't really think they would do that, okay? Because remember, this barcode followed you for your whole life of being here on this planet. So it's a long, long time. But you may want to actually, do it if you want, maybe every couple months or something, just to double check. Nothing's wrong with that. So And we got a call. I got a message here that there's lightning and thunder and hail here in L.A. the last 2 days. Well, that's the light shift coming. Get rid of the aliens. So if you're across the country listening and you had thunder and lightning in the last week, guess what's happening. So that's it. So blessings. See you later, everybody. And we're going to now turn over to the next DBS program. Bye, everyone.